Hello everyone, today I'm with Alex Jeffries, who I met back at Yannick Silva's event in February, and he sat down with me on the last day with James Stramko, and you know, he fired all this great information at me and taught me a load of stuff in just 2 hours. So today I've invited him to do an interview so he can share some of the stuff he's taught me, so I could, my earnings have gone through the roof, and hopefully he's going to share some of that with you today. So welcome, Alex.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Michael.
How are you doing?
Good, good. Excited to be on this call with you. I've been looking forward to speaking to you since February, actually, so it's definitely exciting times ahead.
You were the one who told me I had to start doing audio interviews. It's where it's at, apparently.
Well, of course, you know, it's something extra for your readers to actually, you know, engage with you, you know, on a different level, isn't it, with the audio. So, and of course, and for people listening to this, you can build a list from, you know, from the audio recordings. So it's another way of just building a better database of people that you can keep in communication with and give more value to, you know? So it's definitely the way.
All right, brilliant. Okay, so you started online very first time, like most people, with eBay back in about 2004. And you started importing from China, and then you finally got to information marketing in March 2006 when you went to a seminar. Do you want to sort of explain to us how you got into this whole thing and, you know, what you're doing right now?
Yeah, very quickly tell you what happened in the beginning. A friend of mine came up to me and just said to me, you've got your head switched on. I found this little idea on the internet, and I think you should have a go at it. And that was in February 2004. Since that day, I didn't know how to turn on a computer then. Since that day, I've always been on a computer almost daily, working at this million-dollar plan. Now, back then, you know, I was a newbie. I didn't know what the heck was going on. But quickly, I started to grasp eBay, and then from, you know, marketing on eBay, I actually found a little niche or whatever you want to call it in the motorbike industry. And I started to import motorbikes from China and actually sell them on eBay before they actually arrived in country. So I'd have containers on the sea coming across, and you know, I'd sell them on eBay to pre-order, and you know, as soon as the container would land, I would give all the motorbikes away and make, you know, a nice chunk of change. So that turned into a six-figure business very quickly, actually. But the one problem was I could not keep up with the demand. You know, it was literally, I had two cups of coffee at all times. You know, my head was about to explode. And you know, me and my girlfriend, my girlfriend at the time, fiance now, wife to be in a couple of weeks' time, all we did was speak about business, and it just was not healthy at all. So I said, you know, we need to get out of this. But what I did was I loved the marketing side of the doing everything. I just loved marketing the motorbikes. I loved marketing with eBay. And one of the only people I trusted in on the internet at the time, his name was Tim Knox. He actually had this marketing seminar coming up, and it was in Alabama in the USA. Now, I'm from Wales in the UK, so when I'm telling people, hey, I'm going to be flying to Alabama, you know, people were like laughing at me, thinking, you know, what the hell is he going over there for? You know, what an idiot, and so forth. But I went to this marketing seminar, and really the one thing that I took away from it was really important, was if you can make money, then you can make money. But if you can teach people how to make money, then you can make 10 times the money. That was like the turning point for me, was like, okay, so I know how to make money with eBay. If I can now start to teach people how to do that, I can make 10 times the money. So that took me onto, you know, the new level of actually working on the internet and trying to market on the internet to teach eBay tactics, you know? So that's kind of how I made the transition, and that really started in 2006.
All right, that's brilliant. And you were telling me earlier that you did $500,000 from the internet last year, and you're going to do well over $1 million this year. So hopefully you're going to share with us and explain a bit how you're going to do that. The first thing I wanted to touch on is, though, you've recently launched a coaching program, which you did a third of $1 million from.
Yeah, so, you know, previous to this, Michael, you know, like I was saying to you, you know, back in February even, like, I've got no experience of being a business coach. You know, I didn't go to school. I went to school, but I wasn't, you know, the brightest, you know, cookie. I was always, you know, the one having the report sent home saying, you know, his academic skills are very poor. You need to help him, you know, and I was kept back in school, you know. So people never really believed in me, but I always, you know, I always knew that I could do it. But what I'm saying is that I just took action, you know, and I it's such a cliche these days, you know, take action, but I built my business, and, you know, my brand of my business is Marketing With You. That's what my business is called. So, you know, the slogan to my business is marketingwithyou.com. We're marketing with you, not to you. So very early on, what I learned was that a lot of the gurus market to people. They're marketing to people. And because we're making a transition into Web 2.0, very slowly moving into like this Web 3.0 kind of thing, that I learned that people, it's like social, you know, people don't want to be marketed to, they want to be marketed with and on that kind of level. So that's how I built my business, is marketing with people. And because I was in good communications with people, you know, the people said to me, you know, how can you help us further? And it slowly I become in demand of becoming a business coach on a very small scale. But what I did was I leveraged this, and then I got these people to actually say on a public blog, which is my own blog, you know, hey, Alex, I want you to be my personal coach because. And that then set the, you know, the shift to, I could say to the rest of the market, look, I'm in demand of being a business coach. Look at these people begging me to be their business coach. And then when I actually opened up the coaching program, it just went, you know, haywire. We had like 650 people sign up in a matter of 6 days.
Wow.
And that generated like, you know, $250,000, which was a very low entry cost for the coaching. But what actually happened then is, you know, I actually become a bloody good business coach, you know? Because I just literally got off my ass and said, you know, I've got to do this. I give, you know, extreme value. I wanted to do as much as possible to these people. And, you know, I've opened up, you know, you go to mycoachingstudents.com. You can actually just see, you know, the level of success that my students are getting. So now that I actually did something, I actually, you know, took action. And, you know, again, it's such a cliche, but, you know, now I'm in high demand for a coaching program, which, you know, of course could, you know, we could sell out a $1 million coaching program in 4 weeks. But let me just say something here, Michael, that I've got, notes, to next to me while I'm actually writing my next report. The reason most people fail, you know, we say, oh, take action, but the reason most people fail is because it's, they over-educate, so it's information overload, but they've got to know the difference between education and implementation. it's the implementation part. This is like the real underlying problem of the market, that they're educated so much, they don't, you know, they're over, you know, they're information overload, and they don't know how to implement things, and also they don't know where to start the implementation, you know. So when I actually picked up on that in the coaching program, that's why it becomes so successful, because I actually pinpointed on that area and actually focused, you know, in actually implementing things for my students, and then educating them as they were implementing, you know, so they're implementing things as they were being educated. It was a pretty cool way that we took them.
Brilliant. And I actually got a question for you here. What did you do before you got on eBay? What was your career?
I was doing a lot of stuff in like the construction, you know, like plastering, damp proofing, just, you know, like building work with houses and just, you know, everyday mucky stuff coming in, bogging, you know, dirty, and, you know, making a wage that was average at the time, you know, to now is like, you know, you could just make that, not, you know, on it in a day, and it's not even flinch, you know, it's like, oh, I've just made that, you know, it's just your dinner somewhere, you just make that kind of money, you know. So it's just, again, it's just that mind shift, isn't it? You know, Mark,
yeah.
It's just like literally just you change your mindset, and you believe that you can do it, and all of a sudden it just starts to come true, as long as you have a proven plan and you follow proven people.
Exactly. So anyone who's listening to this today, you gotta just take action. Anyone can achieve what myself or Alex has done. So hopefully you can take that away. So you've been mentioning comfort zones and procrastination. I mean, I was once actually told procrastination is the biggest killer of success. How would you tell people, what would you suggest that people should do to get over procrastination?
Well, you know, it's funny what you say there. It's like, it's the same saying as, there's a saying, most people are so scared of dying that they don't, you know, that they don't live.
Exactly.
You know, that they don't get to live because they're so scared of dying. And it's exactly the same thing, like, you know, let's just go back to the coaching program. Do you know how scared I was to open a coaching program? Like, literally, I expected to open up a very small coaching program and sell about $20,000 worth of seats just to get my toes into the coaching realm, you know, just to do it. But it exploded, you know, and of course when those sales are flying through the door, there's no way you're just going to close it, you know. It's like, look at all these people, you know, throwing money at me, you know, you're going to stop it. I think we hit like $100,000 in a day. It was like, it was just unreal. So, of course, I put myself under a lot of pressure to take these coaching students, you know, to the next level. But again, you know, the proof's in the pudding. You know, we got all the success stories now, and it's just. But that's just lining me up now for the next coaching program. So yeah, it's. And I hate just saying this word, take action. But what I did was I got a coach with a proven record, and then that coach told me who his coach was. And I moved to his coach, and now, you know, so my first coach is Michael Singh. And then my second coach was Rich Sheffrin. And of course, you know, Rich's coach is Jay Abraham. So, you know, very soon, hopefully, you know, I'll be meeting Jay and, of course, studying from him as well.
Brilliant. Okay, so you've learned all this stuff. You've taken action. And you're now, you know, having a great time. You told me that recently you were away for 3 weeks and you only logged in for about an hour to do some work. I mean, how did that come about, you being able to do something like that?
First of all, I was actually away at a conference, and I met your dad, Michael. You know, I first of all met Michael and his father back in February in Washington, and then I went to another conference a few weeks back, which was in San Diego. And Michael's dad was there, you know, and we had a chat, you know, and everything that you're doing as well, which is just phenomenal, like, you know, the new things you're doing in your own business, so congratulations. But what I did was, I was going to San Diego, and Michael Singh told me a couple of years ago when we were in London at another conference, he said, I asked him, you know, where's the most beautiful place you would want to live? Because Michael Singh travels the world, you know, just consistently. And he told me San Diego. So now there's a conference there. I thought I'd take my family and we'll spend a few weeks out there and, you know, of course, live the California lifestyle. So, we did the conference, then we got a nice place by the beach. And, literally, you know, I just took the 4-hour work week principles. I go on vacation, you know, last year I think like 8 times, you know, this year it's just been non-stop actually, you know, it's just, you know, we have a home. But, you know, normally I travel with my laptop and I'm on my laptop, you gotta do emails, you know, my support staff, blah, blah, blah. This time I just did not turn on my laptop, you know, it was like, when I did turn it on, I'd have emails from my support staff, like for 5 days old, screaming at me, like, you know, please get back to us. We need to, you know, give some information to these people, and we feel bad because we're not supporting them. And I was looking at it, thinking to myself, okay, but, you know, okay, there's a problem here, but it's a very small problem. You know, this is a very small, you know, the question wasn't, you know, a major question or anything, you know, it was just a simple question. But I was like, bugger it, you know? Let's just not even bother turning the laptop on and let's see if we can just live that lifestyle. And then when I get back to the office, work out what really went wrong this major and, you know, try and fix that. So next time I go away, I can just turn the laptop off. I've come back, there was nothing major, you know, a couple of questions. And what I've done is now, I've put a project manager in place. So I've actually taken me out of the business. I put a project manager in place of the business. Now he's running everything and he just, you know, comes back to me. So, I just think, you know, reading the 4-hour work week really changed my life back in, I think I read it, like 2006, 2007. I was away in Thailand when I read it, and I think if I didn't read that, you know, my life would be totally different. Because I was working so hard towards something, I really, you know, Michael, we all want millions in the bank, but do we need millions in the bank? No.
No.
No. I've traveled, you know, all over the world this year, and I've spent, you know, less than $100,000. So, you know, can I make that $100,000 again? Of course, I can open a coaching program in a couple of weeks, and we'll make multiple hundreds of thousands. So I'm going to have a lot of money in the bank, plus I'm never going to be able to spend that much money. So it's like being able to, you know, realize that and just take a lot of time off, you know? And you can do that again on a smaller level as well. So it's just, you know, read the 4-hour work week, understand the philosophy of it, and just try and live buy it in your own way, how you feel comfortable, you know?
Brilliant. So you've been mentioning you've been going to all these seminars, and you shared with me earlier your sort of top tip for when you go to seminars, where all the networking is done, you know, where all the business happens. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a fun thing that we laugh about every time we're sipping a, you know, Corona or, you know, whatever we're drinking at the bar. But it's, you know, the most important part of my business is actually networking with people. You know, that's how me and Michael met each other. We met at a seminar, and I actually went over to him and introduced myself to him, and, you know, tried to build that relationship. And, you know, that's what I like to do, go out there and meet people and see, you know, how I can help people. And I want to definitely come back on the point of positioning and stuff, Michael, if you can remember, about just helping people and how to get started, you know, because, you know, maybe a lot of people on this call, you know, are just trying to get started, and I'm just going to write it down. Let me just write this down. And, okay. So what I did is, you know, go to the seminars and, you know, we mingle and, you know, everyone goes in the seminar room. I normally, to be honest with you, I'd never go in the seminar rooms to listen to the speakers talking. What I like to do is network in the corridors and stuff and just see who's hanging around. They're normally the cool cats, you know, they're normally the people with, that don't need to be in the room.
Yeah.
But that's the truth, you know, but what I like to do is, you know, is to get, you know, the guru's drunk kind of thing, you know, it's like, get them drunk, you know. And I spoke about that in Guru's Dreamers, like, that's like, you know, the biggest secret, I think, of mine. But, you know, that's where business happens, is at the networking. But the biggest business happens is actually drinking alcohol, just, you know, hanging out at the bar. So it's, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, the most important part of my business is actually drinking alcohol and hanging out at a bar, you know. And that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool business to be in. But, you know, that's where business happens, you know.
Brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. I completely agree, because although I can't go to the bar myself, I always feel a bit left out when we're in America. But just for example, last week when I was at Continuity Summit and Ryan went up on the stage right at the beginning, and it's like, you know, I'm sure we'll see you at the bar and everyone's going to be networking there. And yeah, it's for everyone, you know, everyone's at the bar doing all the business.
You know, when I was in San Diego, there was, it was at Frank Kern's event. So you got Frank Kern, his cousin Troy, you got, John Reese, Ed Dale, Jeff Walker, Ryan Dice. You know, you got a number of, you know, successful people. And somebody come up and said, you know, how do you actually network with these people? You know, what's the best way to do a joint venture? And then John Reese was talking about all these things, why you should promote their products and you should really try and, you know, help these gurus before, you know, ask for something from them. And I was at the back of the room and I just shouted out, get them drunk! And I screamed it out. And, you know, all the guys looked at me kind of thing. But the fact of it is, that night that I went out clubbing with, you know, John Reese, Frank Kern, you know, Mike Filsaine, you know, there was a Yannick Silva was there. We were all in this, like, the bar in the, it was basically, I think we had the Black Eyed Peas DJ playing there that night. And, we were all just drinking, you know, we drank till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, I got some great business deals, you know, from that event, you know, from that actual bar, sitting down with those people. That's where business happens. It's, you know, it's the truth of the matter. It's where people feel more at ease, you know?
Exactly. Brilliant. Okay. So for those who can't get to a seminar and are not old enough to go to the bar, the big thing right now is Twitter, and you're dominating Twitter at the moment. So do you want to share with us what you're doing on Twitter and how my readers can do it too?
Yeah. I put together, I like to help my readers as much as possible, you know, so I always put out things to my readers and say, you know, how can I help you, you know, you know, what's the number one thing that's stopping you in your business right now, or what's the number one thing that's stopping you? And basically, this month, I had hundreds of people reply on my blog saying that there was traffic, they needed traffic. Now, you know, I get a few thousand people a month to my blog, to my different sites, but I'm very lazy when it comes to driving traffic myself. You know, I really am. I've got affiliates doing it for me. Pretty much I'm positioned now, and it's pretty cool. So I'm thinking to myself, like, how the heck can I help these people? So what I did was, I actually thought I need to start, you know, a new traffic system and record it from start to finish as a newbie going through it. So I went to Twitter and I started using the system that, and I actually teach this in tweetingwithyou.com, and it's a free, you know, it's a free Twitter product that I've put together. It's like 6 videos I put together, and it shows start to finish as me as a newbie, first of all, driving 5 people away from Twitter a day, then as soon as I started to learn the system, I was driving 50 people a day from Twitter. And then as soon as I got to grips with it, I can drive 1,000 people a day away from Twitter to any website that I want. So, you know, that's pretty cool. And then I just recorded all that as a newbie. And then remember, this is marketing with you. So through the whole videos, I'm saying like, you know, I'm not a guru at this. I'm not an expert. I'm just, you know, learning this with you. I'm a couple of steps ahead of you. So, you know, you can actually literally hang on to my tailcoat and follow me. And that's what people want. You know, they want somebody in between, a guru and a newbie. You know, they want that person that can guide them. And that's how I like to play it out, you know? So that's how people can learn, you know, Twitter traffic. I talk about, you know, the whole psychology behind my Twitter system. The main thing is, Michael, is, you know, this is the wording. I got this from Perry Bachelor, was don't pimp your shit on Twitter, you know? This is social media. You don't want to be trying to sell on Twitter. You want to build relationships that move on to a business deal off of Twitter.
Brilliant. I can't agree anymore, actually. I wouldn't promote anything. I think a while back, 2 weeks ago, I had someone follow me, and he had about 3,000 followers. And that day, he had done 200 tweets about the same affiliate program. And, you know, I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, of course. You know, it's actually pathetic. You know, is that going to work? You could drive some traffic away, but it's not going to work. What you want to do is build those relationships with people. That,
exactly.
You know, like on Twitter, this is, you know, my bio. This is my bio. I like to brand me on Twitter, not my business, not marketingwithyou.com. It's me. So, you know, this is my bio. Is if I can remember it. I love my fam. I love the jam as I'm rocking the internet marketing world because I'm bad to the bone, so to speak. marketingwithyou.com. And it's just, you know, it's like people. It stops and people say, "Whoa, I love your bio." And it just gets people to wonder, like, who is this guy? And also, you know, there's that you've got this. It's called auto. What's it called? Tweet Later. So it's like tweetlater.com. So this little service where you can program. So when somebody follows you on Twitter, it actually you can send them a tweet back, a direct message, and you know, most people say, "Thanks for following me, here's my website link, go to it." And to me, I feel as if that's spamming. So
it is.
I have hundreds of these a day when I'm following so many people back and forth, hundreds a day. So this is my tweet that I send out automatically. Why did the chicken cross the social media road? And then the answer is to tweet, of course. So what this does is, this people think I had this little joker, but I didn't know if it was going to be funny or not, but the response to that question, to that joke, is so huge that people like it, reply back to me. It opens up dialogue that you can start saying to people, like, if you want help with Twitter, here's my free videos, you know? Then those people are more inclined to take action upon what you're giving to them. Do you get me?
Oh, brilliant. I mean, everyone has to really take that away, because building relationships is by far the most important thing in offline or online business, and probably in life itself. So
yeah,
that's brilliant.
And again, you know, it's like we talked about, like, don't pimp your shit. Like when we were at the San Diego, there's you know, I don't know. Do you know who Jeff Johnson is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Jeff Johnson's I don't know, most probably arguably like the best super affiliate in our industry, and I've met Jeff a few times. I don't think I've ever spoken to Jeff about business, but we've built up a great friendship through alcohol. Funny enough, through alcohol, you know, we get drunk together, and Jeff's, you know, me and him have a good drink every time we've met. And, you know, we obviously speak about some sort of business, but, you know, I don't, you know, really, but I'm not pimping my stuff to him. You know, if he speaks about too much business, I try and change the conversation. But we're building great relationships. Of course, if you know, at some time there's another party in somewhere else in the world and all the big names are there, Jeff Johnson's got access. Do you think, you know, he's going to say, "Alex, come on, come in," because I'm a fun guy to be with, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's those relationships. And is that, you know, is that sneaky? Well, you could call it stealth mode, or, you know, but whatever, it's, you know, we all know what we're doing. We're building relationships for business purposes, but just don't, you know, don't. I like people to ask me about me, not push myself on them. I like to, you know, ask them about them. You know, people like to talk about themselves, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Actually, like I said, I just got back from a seminar, and it's the biggest turnoff when you say hello to someone, and they just talk about themselves for a good few minutes without even considering who they're talking to. I think that should be applied to business, not just in conversations you have with people.
Yeah, and you know, just let me just give you a really cool tip. And I want to go back to helping people to success with, you know, at the newbie level. And I know you've got some questions, but let me just say this: when I was in, actually, it ties in to this. When I was back in, I was in Florida back in July 2007. I went to Rich Sheffern's seminar out there, and after the seminar, funny enough, we all went to the bar. So, you know, a lot of the people at the seminar went to a local pub or a local bar in the USA. And, so, you know, about 20 of us walked in there. So straight away, I went to the bar and I bought everybody in the group a drink. So I literally bought the first round of drinks. And then I went and played some pool. You know, we were shooting pool and I won a couple of games. So I'm on the pool table for a short while. Now what started to happen is this is the cool part. And I didn't understand it. People started coming to me saying, "Hey, Alex, what do you want to drink?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll have another Corona." Then other people were just coming up to me with drinks because they'd go and buy their drink. They would just buy me a Corona. They saw what I was drinking. They brought me one. So now as latecomers were actually coming into the bar, I had all these people around me. Everyone's buying me drinks. Everyone's coming up to me with drinks. Everyone's shouting at me, "What do you want to drink?" And literally, I was like double-fisted drinks all the time. I had a row of drinks on the side. People weren't just buying me one drink back. Every time they went back to the bar, they were buying me more drinks. You know, so the person was buying me, you know, three drinks to my one drink kind of thing. So you could hear people saying, like, "Who the hell is this guy? You know, who's Alex?" And then people would actually come in to stand around me because they wanted to be around me. Just, you know, they didn't know what was going on. Now, what you need to remember is at this time, I didn't have a name in the market. Rich Sheffern didn't know who I was. It wasn't like I had that connection with Rich then like I do now. You know, it was literally, I was a newcomer. But, so this had me thinking when I left. I was like, wow, you know, this is so powerful. So I use that principle in my business that, you know, if you can help people, you know, this is the thing. You write an ebook, for instance, yeah, or you write, you know, something. You help people, okay? So let's use an ebook for an example. I write an ebook, and then I give that ebook away for free. And you don't just give it to one person, so it's not like you have to give a beer to each person. You give that one ebook one to many. And what happens is, because you use the internet as leverage, and you've got such a wide market, that ebook goes out to, you know, tens of thousands of people or whatever. As long as there's enough value in that ebook, and it doesn't matter, you're not trying to sell in that ebook. What you're doing is introducing buy-in in that ebook. So you're not, you know, pimping your shit in there. You're not, you know, not the old school way of adding affiliate links and all these kind of things. What you're doing is just adding so much value in that ebook that everybody's like, wow, like this guy is bloody cool. So what happens is you'll get a certain percentage of people that want to be reciprocal. And they're going to be reciprocal in a way that they want to get your next ebook or that your next product. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And what you do is you're not selling in the ebook. What you're actually doing is you're introducing buy-in. So you're introducing the bar to them where they can buy you a drink back kind of thing. You know? So what happens is, you know, you're just introducing that buy-in scenario to them. And this is what I did with Guru's Dream. That I wrote the ebook. There was no affiliate links in it. There was no, there was nothing in there apart from at the end. I let people know that, you know, I will be opening the coaching program shortly. And, it just sold out like crazy because people wanted to be reciprocal and get more from me and actually give me money for my time, you know?
Exactly. I can completely agree with that as well because I run my free e-course on Income Diary. And I actually have not just one, but multiple people quite regularly email me and say, "Wow, this is brilliant. Do you have a product I can buy? Or do you want to tell me to buy an affiliate product so you can make a commission?" All this stuff. They just want to reward you for helping them out.
And it's just like what we've just said there, seriously, is it was the thing that changed my business. It was the thing that took me from making nothing to actually making $2,000 a month, to understanding the process of making $2,000 a month in this information marketing business, to making $5,000 a month, to actually making $10,000 a month, to making $20,000 a month, to actually then blowing up business to $500,000 a year business last year, and now bringing in a team to build it, you know, into a seven-fig business. So, you know, what we just said then is so powerful. I think is the main key to that education implementation thing, you know?
Brilliant. All right. Okay, so we've mentioned the whole internet lifestyle you've got, and the fact that it gives you choices and freedom, but what exactly is the big internet lifestyle to you?
The big internet lifestyle, well, that's a good question. Not having a boss, sitting here in my, you know, my khaki pants, my t-shirt, no socks on, a messy office, my lunch on the side of me, literally, you know, rolling out of bed at 2 o'clock to, speak to my project manager before getting on this call, kind of thing, you know? You know, not having to get up, you know, I go and play poker a couple of times a week, and, you know, people are like, oh, I've, you know, it'll be like 3 a.m. by the time we, you know, we're wrapping up the last game or something. Like, man, I've got to start work at 5, and I'm like, bugger that, you know, I'm sleeping until I roll out of bed, you know, like, literally, I have never had an alarm clock in the last few years, you know, and it just really comes down to very small things. Like, you know, yesterday I took my son swimming. I don't know what day it was yesterday. It was Monday, Monday afternoon I went swimming with my son, and, you know, I come home and then, you know, just went over to some friends' house. But, you know, and of course I do work very hard. You know, it's not that the internet lifestyle gives, it gives me the choice to whether I want to work or not. That, most probably that's the answer to it, Michael. And it gives me the choice to, if I want to work or not. And I love working. I love my business. Absolutely. I'm in love with my business. Not in the wrong way, but I enjoy helping people because I understand that if I help people, they want to pay me. You know, it's like this is the saying that I go by: don't chase money, let money chase me. That if I can go out and give so much value that people are chasing me to pay me, like you just, you know, like you're experiencing yourself, yeah. Like I experienced from day one. It's like, you know, if so, I'm actually writing, you know, part two to Guru's Dream. And people can get, you know, that's a free book. You can go to gurusdream.com. And I'm writing the part two to it right now, which is called Newbie's Nightmare. And, you know, Newbie's Nightmare, I want to just give so much value in that report that people are begging me to pay me money to join my coaching program. But I'm not going to be selling my coaching program in the report. I'm just going to introduce a buy-in scenario to them. And then it's up to them to do it. And of course, we're going to use some psychological things like, you know, subconscious messages and stuff, but, you know, that's all down to, marketing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just, I love it. I really enjoy learning, and of course, I really enjoy implementing, because I like seeing the PayPal account just explode.
Me too. Alright, yeah. So, what is your single biggest reason for your success, do you reckon, then?
Okay, this is really cool. I'm glad you asked me this question. you just threw that on me, and I didn't know you were going to say that question. It is acting a newbie. Okay, like when I used to go to seminars, people used to act the big guru, even though like when they were newbies, they would say, oh, "I've got this project going on, I've got this going on." They were acting as if they were really successful. Now to me, I couldn't see through it because I was a newbie with them. But what the gurus, if they started speaking to the gurus would very quickly see that these guys are full of crap, you know, they'd be like, oh my god, you're another one of these, you know, success, you know, they're faking it till they make it people, yeah?
Oh yeah.
And my mum used to say to me like, Alex, fake it till you make it. And I was like, no way will I ever do that. It's like, no chance. So this is how I believe I've become so successful. Is when I was a newbie, I acted a newbie and I asked for help. I would go to the people at the bars and I would ask for help. I would buy a beer for, you know, Mike Fulsaine, for instance. This is what we did. You know, there was like 20 people around him in this seminar where before he was my mentor, and I stayed away from him for a couple of hours, and I just kind of went through the crowd and said, Mike, do you want a beer? He's like, yeah, I'd love a Bud. So I got him a bottle of Bud, and, you know, I lifted in the air, showed him what I had in my hand, and went and sat down. And he'd said to me, hey, I'm going to go and speak to this guy a minute. And we sat down and had a beer. Then, you know, I was like, dude, like, you know, literally, like, how the heck can I have a PayPal account like yours? You know, I went on like I was rambling like a big kid. And, you know, it was just the point of I asked for help and I acted a newbie. I was like, you know, this is where I'm at. You know, I was truthful, you know. And I think that's the best way to be. And then just to, you know, to take action on what these bigger people tell you. So you have to go to seminars. If you can't go to seminars, definitely need a mentor, you know. I mean, I don't know if you've got mentors or not, Michael. I know, you know, your father's most probably a great mentor, but, you know, obviously you must look up to other people as well. But, you know, I needed coaches, I needed people to make sure that I was taking action and kick my ass if I wasn't, you know.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't get to them, you know, there's Skype right now. You know, you can have a conference call, you can have webcams. You've got to get someone pushing you to do better. That's really important.
Yeah, of course. And if you can hold yourself accountable to people, like January, like this is what happened. In January 2008, I put on my blog that I plan to generate $250,000 in 2008. Now, I didn't have a clue how I was going to do that. Previously, in 2007, I'd only made $115,000. So how was I going to double my business in a year? You know, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but I held myself accountable. But by the end of 2008, I generated over $500,000. So I quadrupled my business, you know? So that was the point of now, in January 2009, I put on my blog, I'm going to make $1 million this year. And I was like, how the hell am I going to make $1 million this year? I don't know, but I held myself accountable to tens of thousands of people, and you know, we'll see what the results are. Hopefully we do $2 million, you know, and it goes off anything of last year's calculations. But you know, it's, you want to hold yourself accountable to people, and that's what keeps pushing me forward. You know, I know that I've put it out there that, you know, that I'm gonna go for this figure. And, you know, it's not just me, because it's scary to think, you know, I've got to build a $1 million business this year. Because I was on the call, I was speaking to Rich Sheffer last night, and I told him that I'm scared, okay? And I don't think that I'm scared of failure more than I'm scared of success. I think I'm scared of success more than failure. And you know, we had a very good conversation over this, but you know, on all levels, it's scary. You know, for the growth of anybody, it's going to be scary to build a $1 million business. You know, and whatever complications come in, you know, because you don't know the unknown. So you've got to expect, the unexpected. You know, so just bloody get out there and do something that's proven. You know, follow what Michael's doing. Follow, you know, there's a lot of, listen, you know, the group of people that Michael were with when I met, you know, in Washington in February, you know, your friends who were all on your blog, all those, you know, fellow young entrepreneurs, are geniuses, you know? I was literally blown away by your crowd of people. So, you know, it's exciting times. I think, you know, people should definitely be following you and, you know, and asking you for help, Michael, you know, asking you for help. And of course, you'll be there to help them each step of the way. So just, you know, you don't have to get it perfect, just get it going.
Brilliant.
You know, that's the,
Oh, I completely agree. All right. So, we've got one more question before we get into a few quick fire questions to finish off. And that is, if you could go back in a time machine and just start all over again, what would you do different to make more money online?
So what would I do different? Okay, I would have built, I'm sure you'll laugh when I say this, but I would have built a continuity program. Or
I wouldn't laugh. That's important.
Yeah. No, I know. I think I was going to say you'd laugh because you've just been to, you know, continuity seminar. But I think, you know, if I would have realized, I would have built a, like a membership, you know, it doesn't even, the word continuity can scare people, like a membership site where there's a monthly reoccurring payment system in place. You know, that would definitely be the one thing that I would do, because, you know, that's just gold there. And it could be like a $10 a month product if needs be, you know? Like, I've got friends who are making, you know, multiple thousands, not tens of thousands, but just multiple thousands a month from a $10 product that they sell, and it just generates a couple of thousands a month, you know? Well, that can, you know, that couple of thousand could be a mortgage on a mansion, if you like, you know?
Yeah.
Whilst you're doing other things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you set it and then you forget it a lot of the time with continuity programs. So I think everyone, even if you've got an ebook and you're about to launch it, you know, you can make a lot more money if you turned it into a recurring revenue stream.
Absolutely. So, you know, my whole business model is, you know, we've just done marketing with Alex 1.0. We're actually going into marketing with Alex 2.0 right now with my next coaching program launch. And then after that, we're going into marketing with Alex 3.0, where we're changing the whole business model to continuity, where it's all about, you know, bringing people in, leads, giving them an offer, you know, getting them into a monthly revenue. And, you know, we're going to build, you know, we don't know the figures, but it's going to be, you know, a very profitable business, you know. But, yeah, continuity, I think, would be the thing that I would have changed.
Brilliant. All right. So my quick fire questions, just to finish off the interview, that hopefully will let us know a bit more about you.
Yes.
All right. The first one is, what do you like least about the internet?
The hype. It's just the hype. I could say that, but then something else just hit me. Actually using a bloody computer. Like, I am no good at computers, yeah? I am the world's worst at using one of these machines. That's, like, the funniest thing about it. I just wreck them every, you know, all the time. I wreck these computers. I'm just not good at them. So computers, first, then hype, you know. It's a hype-driven market. And, you know, just, I think it could be changed. You know, it could definitely be changed. But does the market want to change? The market wants to buy the hype. You know, it's all about supply and demand. So it's a very hard question, really. But yeah, I hate the hype out there. I've been sucked into it too many times, lost too much money, and, built my business into a hype machine. A year or two back, which I've tried to change it from that now.
Alright, brilliant. And what do you like best about the internet?
Cha-ching, 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 money, 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 money. Just the money.
Yeah.
Man, you want a life, you know? It's just like, literally, you know, and there's that saying, you know, open up your PayPal account once you woke up and you see how much money you made. But it isn't kind of like that because I'm consistent in my business and not being consistent. Like, literally, I've got no major consistency in my business, but I can make very high fluctuations of cash at any time that I want, you know? So it's just like when you see that coming in and it just goes, see all those sales come in and, you know, it's life-changing. So, yeah, the money, man.
Brilliant. And if the internet had not existed, what do you think you would be doing right now?
Picking up a load of bricks and taking them to somebody to put a load of cement on them and start building a wall and, you know, a load of, you know, crap, seriously. But the funny thing is that I'm actually building, you know, we got a plot of land and right next to my house, we actually got a half-built house where the builders are actually working for me. And, they keep saying to me, like, what the hell do you do? You know, because they're in my house, and I'm in bed till, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and, you know, they're making a cup of coffee, so I walk down, like, ugh. Like, you going to work at all? I'm like, yeah, I'll be working, you know. And I do, what I like to do is I like to work in the night, where my family goes to bed, you know, so I've got a young son and my fiancée, so I like to spend some time with them. Them go to bed, and I like to work through the night where there's no distractions, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's really, so where would I be? Yeah, I'd be on some building site somewhere, mostly covered in rain, because of this ugly UK weather that we live in.
Alright, brilliant. And is there anyone that you look up to and model yourself on?
Yeah, I
get the list out.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people that I look up to. You know, if you just look around my office at all the different, you know, education packages that I've got and so forth and all the seminars I've been to and stuff. But, you know, the one person that I modeled was Mike Filsaine. You know, I met this guy and he showed me his PayPal account. It was fully loaded. I'm talking just stupid figures, okay? And then he showed me his AWeber account of his mailing list. And we're sat there, you know, having a beer together, funny enough. And as we sat there, I was like, dude, like, how the hell can I copy this? You know, how can I? And he said his whole multi-million-dollar business is built around his mailing list. You know, it's built around his, you know, his building a mailing list and then making money from that mailing list through, you know, building relationships and then making money from them. And I was like, I need to copy that. So for the last couple of years, I've been following Mike Filsaine, and he has changed his business an awful lot now, which I'm going to be following in Marketing with Alex 3.0. So I would say Mike Filsaine is the guy that I followed. You can find him at like twitter.com/MikeFilsaine, or his blog is marketing.com. And then, of course, he put me onto his mentor, who is Rich Efron. And now Rich is my business coach and pretty much, you know, one cool guy. So I look up to him, but I don't try and model Rich because Rich is like way out of my league, you know. like seriously, like, you know, that guy is like, he bends my brain every time I speak with him. It's just that much knowledge that, you know, he actually changes the way that I think, you know.
And
for somebody to do that to you, it actually hurts your brain. But, you know, so I would say them two are the guys that I really look up to, and I love them. You know, I tell them every time, you know, I love them because they've changed my life.
Well, just to add to that, I think, you know, 95% of the hundreds of people I've interviewed, they've all said, when I asked the question, what would you do, you know, and they'd say build a list from day one. It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, of course. It's like, no, this is the thing. Like, I built a list, and my list for the last almost a year has been very stagnant. Like, I haven't grown it at all for the last year, say. You know, it's been very stale, let's say, in growth. But what I've been doing is I've been learning relationship marketing with that list. I've been learning how to email market, how to relationship build with the people on a list, how to, you know, how to really make money from a list. Okay? So I built a list. That's one thing. Making money from a list is another thing. So when I learned that, I built the relationships with these people. Now I understand list building and email marketing. Now I'm deadly, you know? Now I'm going to go off and build my whole business model, like I said, in that Marketing with Alex 3.0 is we're going to have one squeeze page. You know, not all, you know, we're going to forget about all my other sites. We're going to have one squeeze page. We're going to drive as much traffic to there as possible, build a list, and then follow up with those prospects and turn them into customers and clients, you know, and build a serious business. So I understand the formula now.
All right. And how you've been talking about your very small amount of hours you work. How many hours do you actually work daily?
I could, you know, it depends.
Yeah.
It depends. Like a good few, I would say. You know, it depends. Some days I don't work at all. Some days I can work 8 hours. Some days, but then again, it depends. You know. It really depends, Michael. I've got no set agenda right now on my work. Like, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to come to work for weeks if I don't want to. I've got, you know, like I said, I've got the support people in place. I've got, you know, my project manager doing all the day-to-day tasks. All I need to work on is forward-moving tasks, like writing a new report, creating an event around that report where there's the buzz around it, you know, so there's a lot of people come and download it, read it, go through the whole, you know, the whole process of, man, this guy's giving me so much value, then introduce buy-in to them, you know, then offer them an offer that they cannot refuse, and a certain percent is going to give me a load of cash. So, yeah, I would say I can work 8 hours a day, 3 days a week. So let's just say, you know, 2 to 3 hours a day, 7 days a week.
All right, brilliant. And my last question is, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
That was a very long-winded answer for you, wasn't it? What's the best bit of advice I've ever been given on this? Too much, you know. You know, if you can make money, then you can make 10 times the money, like I said at the very beginning. So, you know, anybody that knows how to make money right now in any certain industry, can you teach that to people? Because they are going to be willing to buy it from you. But instead of trying to sell it to them, offer them help, and then once you've offered them help, they're going to be very, like, thankful to you. Then introduce to them this selling opportunity, you know? That's just one. I mean, yeah, list building is the number one, of course, list building. You know, build a list. You know, that's the number one thing, Michael. You know, I could give you 1,000 different things. But, you know, give things away for free, and then people will want to, you know, pay you money.
Brilliant. All right, Alex, thanks very much for the interview. I know you've got lots of things going on. Do you want to share with us any personal or business future plans or goals?
Get back into the gym. As soon as I get off this call, I'm going to the gym, and, you know, I'm going to go to the gym, and, you know, I really want to get, you know, fit again. I mean, I put a lot of, you know, the truth of it, Michael, is that I'm learning how to build a multiple million-dollar business right here, right now. You know, for people to say, hey, this is just easy, I work, you know, 2 hours a day or something, you know, that's pretty much a crock, you know? Because I know all the big guys, they work, you know, they own big corporations again now, you know? So I'm trying not to get to that level, but I want to build a multi-million dollar business where I have to just, you know, come in and do a couple of hours a day. So it's taken me a lot of time sitting here at the computer, which I'm very crap at, you know, like I told you, you know? So, yeah, it does take time to get there, but I've got the end goal. I know the 4-hour work week philosophy. I don't want to, you know, work myself to death. I want to just have a nice lifestyle, which I do live. So, yeah, one of my goals is to get back to the gym. So exactly after this call is, I'm in the gym for the first time this week. I only went one last week. So, really that's my life goal. And of course, maybe travel a little less, Michael, you know, I'm, you know, just jet lagged constantly. I'm just forever being jet lagged. It's a crazy experience right now, but, you know, people say, oh, you're living the life, and, you know, to me, they say, you know, we're living the life, so it's pretty nice, you know, to know that I've, things are happening for me, you know? It is nice. Because what I'm a forward thinking person, so I'm always thinking forward. So sometimes you have to sit back and reflect on the past, and then you just say, wow, sometimes you're like, bloody hell, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Alright, thanks very much, Alex.
I appreciate it, Michael. I appreciate, you know, the call with you, and I really, you know, love, you know, retire21.com, and I think you guys are doing a great thing over there. And, you know, for all your listeners, you know, you can get in touch with me at any time, but I think, you know, you want to be watching whatever Michael does, because this kid's up and coming, trust me, and I really, really think, you know, I really think you're going to do some great things. And of course, hopefully what we were talking about previously, before we go on the call, we can collaborate with each other and, you know, help a lot of young entrepreneurs in the UK. You know, it could be, something that we'll be doing in the near future.
I'd love to do that. That sounds brilliant.
Perfect.
All right. See ya.
Take care, Michael. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Ciao for now. Bye-bye. It's Alex Jeffries signing out from MarketingWithYou.com. We're marketing with you, not to you.